Letho worked the arrow loose and staunched the wound by binding it with a poultice of mud and wild radish leaves.
You live, matey. You're right, tain't that bad. You keep an eye on those scallywags while I tighten this dressing. Was you the only one of your skein they hit?
Flinching slightly as Letho firmed up his work, the barnacle goose nodded gingerly.
Only I was struck. It was my own fault, I am thinking. We of the sky furrowers should never be caught napping while we ran the wing. Lagged to the back and lowered my height, I had, silly goose that I am. Two more cats I could see out there, comrade.
Two feral cat soldiers were creeping toward the limp figure of the fallen one on the shore. Letho popped up from hiding. Like greased lightning, he slung two more stones. So swift was he that the second stone was in the air before the first had landed. They both fell through. One cat screeched as his tail was cracked near its base. The other rolled over, wailing with a forepaw badly smashed. The outlaw Otter grinned broadly.
That'll keep the manty rascals' heads down for a while, but we'll have to be moving afore they bring reinforcements. Can ye fly, matey?
Puffing out its chest, the barnacle goose replied,
Oh, yar, fly I can, though I am thinking it will be some while before I am catching up to my skein. But what of you, comrade? Will they not seize you?
The sea otter sorted through his sling stones casually.
Seize the shellhound? The cat hasn't ate supper yet that'll ever seize me, old matey. I'll cover for you while you escape. Get away from Green Isle, across the wide sea. But I suppose you know whether you're bound. Whenever you reach land, though, you must get a healer or some beast that knows physic and to look at that neck. Arrow wounds have a nasty habit of turning poison.
Letho went into a crouch, twirling his loaded sling.
I'm going to break cover now, mate. The moment I've got all their attention, you take off, understand?
The barnacle goose offered its webbed leg.
It is thankful to you I am. May the good fortune speed you, comrade.
Letho shook the proffered web in his sinewy paw.
And may the good winds be at your back, fine bird.
He broke cover and yelled at the six or so cats who came bounding after him.
Hee-ay! Who wants to catch a shellhound? Your mothers were Bandy and your fathers were Manji.
He dropped the fastest of the cats with a well-aimed stone to the jaw, then sped off, zigging and zagging, ducking and weaving. Letho shot into the river and vanished underwater. The cats, terrified of deep water, scrambled along the bank, firing arrows uselessly into the swift current, just as Wheelmark Scott pounded up with six more behind him. Immediately, Scott began yelling.
What in the name of things is going on here? Where's that bandit shellhound?
The senior of the patrol, the cat whose paw had been smashed, threw a limp salute and explained in a pained whine.
Wheelmark, we brought down a goose bird, but the shellhound rescued it. Then he dropped Rube just stone dead, broke Viglo's tail and smashed me paw. Every bone of it, I think.
Scott struck the speaker hard in the face with his coiled whip, roaring at him.
I never asked you what he did. I'm asking you where he is.
Yoo-hoo. Whip, whip. I'm over here.
As Scott turned to the sound of the voice, Letho blasted up out of the water like a rocket. He let fly with a ropey length of bedweed, which had a small rock tied to one end. Before Scott could duck, it caught him, wrapping swiftly round his neck and bringing the rock thudding against the side of his skull. The wheel mark fell heavily in a limp heap. Arrows thrummed through the air toward the river surface, but Letho Shellhound, the outlaw sea otter, had gone. As the dispirited cats carried their wounded wheelmark from the scene, high up, far out of arrow shot, a barnacle goose honked its delight to the skies.